I believe that every leader needs strategy, that you need to remember that without your clarity of mind and your why, your strategy might just become a to-do list. And every leader needs to understand his own purpose. He needs to shape his vision, mission, and the goals around it. Let's explore why and the vision in this episode.
I'm Greg Mieściechowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together.
Let's start from the very beginning. So let's start with why. And I bring this concept from the books of Simon Sinek and his Golden Circle. In the center of that circle, you have why. After that, the next layer is how. And after that, you bring why. The biggest challenge is that we usually start with the outer layer. We usually start with what. And, you know, you put some goals for yourself and you think like, what I want to get, what I want to do, how much money I want to have, what kind of equipment I want to have, what car I want to drive. And it's really great. But this is the outcome of the actions that you're going to do. And the actions are in the middle. How, right? How I going to get there? How I going to get earn more money? You know, how I can afford that vehicle? How I can afford that car? If you want to travel, how to get to the travel, right? Maybe you're going to be traveling just hitchhiking. Either way, it's just how. But we not always even think about why we want to do it. Why you want to have that much money? Why you want to see the world? And different people have different purpose. Simon Sinek and his purpose, as he stated, is that to inspire people. And he learned it, you know, basically by asking his friends. And there's a great video, you can look it up, how to discover your why. And explain to you, you know, when you ask people that are close to you, but not too close, like relatives, spouses, they, after you're going to ask the question of why we are friends and you're going to deep dive, at a certain point, they stop talking about you, but they're going to start talking about themselves, how you make them feel. And for him, it was like, he inspired people. So that is his why, right? That he created the company. That's why he put all of the lectures. The other example is Martin Luther King, who did not have a plan. He had a vision. He had a dream. And what's the difference between plan or what and why and your purpose is the purpose is much bigger than yourself. For Martin Luther King, it was thinking bigger, and his movement continued even once he was gone. For Simon Sinek, it's also going to be similar, right? His vision to inspire others is going to grow, and it's still going to be here even if he's going to pass away. And same thing is for many, many others that bring something into the world to inspire others. Getting from my last episode example, Apple and Steve Jobs. He inspired people to took on bigger companies. So that was one of his goals. And even though he's no longer with us, that movement is still present. People still want to dream bigger. Try to uncover your why. The next step is going to become much, much easier for you once you're going to know what's the core purpose for you, for your own person. And for each of us, it's different. And it's usually something that we kind of acquire during our adolescence years, where the world around was shaped and our purpose was born. So the next step, the natural next step after you're getting your why is to identify it in writing. To create from your why, you can create your vision or your mission. And this is a very critical component. So once you're going to know what you want to do, it's really good to put it on paper to have it visual. If you want to become an environmentalist, your why can be cleaner. And from there, you can start thinking about how you want to get there. If you want to be someone that changed the world and hopefully stop global warming, you can start a company. You can join a non-profit company to get involved. You can invent some product if you have that capability. And it can be anything that's going to drive your why. You can create some cleaner filters. You can create solutions that are going to reduce pollution. And, you know, once you're going to know what you want to do, that whole emotion from you going to just drive you forward, going to help you out every single day, even something going to go sideways. From these two first segments, you see that leadership it's much bigger than yourself. You need to think bigger. You need to have a bigger purpose for the people who follow you. After clarifying your goals, you can start the next steps, which are putting strategic perspective for yourself. So you put your goals, you can call it however you want, right? You can be your goals, you can be your what. At the very beginning, I thought that a lot of different podcasts or book that states that you need to write down your goals. Some of them gonna say you need to rewrite them every day. And I didn't understand why, right? I kind of put them together a while back and I put, you know, some list of what I want to accomplish. And, you know, a few years later, I was at that point where I actually identified, like, that there was a list and I was able to find it in one of my notebooks and, like, kind of go through the list, and 90% of the items were done. Some of the items gonna tell you, like, put a list of 3-4 most important items and rewrite them every day. Like, you know, when you start your day as a morning routine, write them down. And there are several reasons why I believe it's kind of helpful for you. If you're gonna rewrite your goal every day, for example, I wanna have $1,000,000 in a savings account, right? If you're gonna write it down every day, for a week you might not do anything, for 2 weeks you might not do anything, but after a month if you're gonna write it every day, you're gonna start thinking through that whole time. Your brain gonna start thinking about the ways to get there, because you're gonna be tired of yourself. Like, I'm writing it for a month, I have done nothing, I'm not closer to my goal. What I actually need to do to get there. And you're gonna start thinking differently, because, like, you're gonna say, like, okay, it's not possible just to, you know, write it down. I need to get some action items. And you're gonna start thinking about short-term goals. First few steps for me to get closer to my goal, right? I maybe cut expenses. Maybe I can train myself to find a better job. Maybe I can start putting some money in the savings account with some high yield to get some income from that source. Maybe I can invest in some markets. You're gonna start to find the best solutions. You know, that's the whole goal of rewriting it, right? To think about it every single day, find the better solutions, modify them. After a while, it's gonna compound itself and you're gonna start getting momentum, and you might reach your goal sooner than you were expecting. Only writing your goals won't get you anywhere. It's just dreaming big. Like, I can dream, like, I want to go in outer space. I want to travel to Mars. I know it's impossible. I can dream of it. Maybe if I, you know, would be right now 10 years old, seeing what I see right now, maybe there is a possibility for 10 years old in 20 years to be one of the first human traveling to Mars and settling over there. Remember to keep your goals possible, right? You don't want to dream of something that's going to be unachievable, because you're going to just be chasing unicorns. And chasing unicorns, as fun as it may sound, it's going to drive you nuts, and at some point you're going to be just exhausted and you're going to get back to point zero. There's a bunch of books and podcasts that gonna reinforce that knowledge. And if you're a skeptic, that, oh my god, this is not working, right? It's not gonna help me out at all, just writing my goals. I'm gonna say to you, like, what you have to lose, right? Just write them down. You don't have to rewrite them every day. But I would recommend writing down, if you have a notepad, put it on the last page at the beginning of the year or in the middle of the year. It doesn't really matter. Just write down what you want to accomplish. Put yourself long-term goals, what you want to do in 5 years, what you want to do in a year. And just when you're going to get to the end, or to the last page, let's say after 12, 15, 18 months, check your list. Check if it helped you. You have nothing to lose. And just one last thing. Why your strategic goals need to be long-term? Because it's not possible to achieve big goals in the short term. If you want to run a marathon, you can't expect to start practicing today and be ready in a week time. You'll need to build your strength, your endurance, to be prepared for that huge challenge ahead of you. And you'll need to build a mindset to be able to run for so long, for so far. And the same thing is for anything else. If you want to be healthier, you might need to add some exercise to your life. You might need to change your diet. It's not like you're going to get healthier on that day 2, day 3, or in a month. Definitely, if you're going to start doing some changes immediately, you might feel small items. If, for example, when I cut sugar, after a month I lost 5 pounds and I did not even start any kind of exercise. I just cut on sweets and I lost 5 pounds. I started feeling better. I started feeling more energetic and getting more willingness to do what I had to do on an everyday basis. And it's exactly the same on your leadership journey. If you want to become someone important at the company, or if you seeing yourself creating a being a founder of the company sometime, that's great. That's your goal. Think strategically how you can get what's your goal, and then after that, start thinking short term to create what I need to do to get there, let's say in 5 to 10 years. I really hope that this episode was insightful for you. Thank you very much for listening. If you like it, please subscribe, share it with your friends that might be helpful for them, and hear you in the next episode. Thank you.